Hi, I'm Isaiah, and this is my podcast about Lewis and Clark and the Corpse of Discovery. Today, we're going to talk about Lewis and Clark's expedition, the Corpse of Discovery. Lewis and Clark's trip across the Louisiana Purchase today was as if they were taking a trip to the moon. The cost for the Louisiana Purchase was about $15 million. Two other countries had also stake claims, though. Those were Canada and Spain. Meriwether Lewis was 28 years old, and William Clark was 32. Since the route through the Missouri River was uphill, they had to pull their boats up the river. There was many dangers, consisting of storms and sandbars. There was about 175 tribes that lived west of the Mississippi River. 4,000 people lived in the Mandan village. They traveled about 1,600 miles in 5 months, with a temperature of 45 degrees below zero. Sacagawea was 16, and she was also pregnant. When she started the portion of the expedition, she helped them get horses and food for the journey. When they got to the Great Falls of Missouri, there was no other way to get around but walking, so they had to carry all of the main supplies. When Sacagawea, Lewis, and Clark meet the Shoshone Indians, she recognizes and realizes the Shoshone chief is her brother. When they reach the Rocky Mountains, they compare it to a monster with hundreds of heads. When they reach the western side of the Rocky Mountain, they use tree logs to make canoes. They did this by burning the logs, then carving the log canoe shaped, and then burn the wood once more. As Lewis and Clark rode down the river, the Nez Perce Indians gathered around so they could watch them drown. As they make it all the way down the river and to the Pacific Ocean, they had a boat for the next location of the expedition with their home. They trailed the southern bank on Fort Clatsop. It would only take 6 months for the expedition to return. Most of the people thought the expedition died back home. On September 23rd, 1806, after 2.5 years, the expedition returned to the city, bringing back information about unexplored region as well as valuable U.S. claims.